I love all things skin and rejuvenation. I love to help the client figure out what to do at home and also what to do in clinic. I also love to teach the fellow aesthetic doctor, aesthetic nurse, and med spa owner how to do what I do as well. If you are an aesthetic practitioner, clinic owner, head on over to buildingyourbeautybrand.com where I have a free training, register for it, and you can also hop on a call with myself and a colleague, and we can help support you in your quest to supporting others achieve and receive powerful rejuvenation outcomes. Again, if you are an aesthetic practitioner or med spa owner, head on over to buildingyourbeautybrand.com and I look forward to guiding you in helping you achieve and receive powerful rejuvenation outcomes for your patients in your clinic. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to today's live masterclass all on cultivating radiance. This is an exciting topic for me to speak on and honestly has really been the topic of my research for, I would say, since about 2014. And I started the industry as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist, in case you're new here, in 2011. And a couple of years in, I started to notice a subset of my clients that were primarily aged 60 to 90 that had this vitality, that had this vigor, that had this really true desire to live their best life. Now, what were some of the key pieces that they all had? Well, they had pretty darn dialed in body, mind, spirit, energy practices. Yes, they have a faith. Yes, they have a beautiful family unit and family life. These are some of the key things that I started to take notes of in my client's playbook, essentially. And why I'm sharing this with you, I'm going to share a number of tips to help you cultivate your radiance today. That's what you're going to be learning today. And let me know in the chat if you've ever come across someone in your life who has this energy to them. They might not be traditionally pretty or beautiful in comparison to, say, the top celebrities that we see on TV and in the media. There's just something to them. And let me know if you've come across other individuals like this that just have this energy that you love to just be around. You're excited to see them. Sometimes we'll engage with people in our lives that you kind of just, your heart starts to race a little bit, your body gets a little bit tense, and you don't really want to see them, but you kind of have to. Oftentimes we'll come across that in social engagements, sometimes with our family, sometimes at our workplaces, and there are some reasons for that. And I'm going to get into the contrast, actually, because I think it's really worthwhile talking about the contrast between someone who is radiant and someone who is not. And I actually talk a lot about this in my Audible, in my book, Radiance, the New Skin Science, which is sort of part of phase one of my journey over the last few years and huge transformative long fast I did in the desert in altitudes, about a week long fast, and just really what that did for my body in regards to triggering something called autophagy to basically prune out cells that no longer serve me. There's a lot of research on how a long fast once a year can actually significantly reduce your risk of cancer. The verdict is out on that. That's different than intermittent fasting. Long fast, there's a lot of clinical data on that. And I just want to say hello, everyone. Hello, Elizabeth. She says, happy to learn. And you can all hear me and see me perfectly. Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Jenny. Jenny and I actually just had a follow-up call right before this. We had a one-on-one session last year, and she started with a few of her products on her routine that I have recommended for her and had some other questions. And she actually asked me a really great question about hyaluronic acid. What exactly is it? What exactly is in dermal fillers? And I will be doing another episode on that. And I might actually sneak in a few of those tips in this episode and this class as well. Hi, Karina. Hello, Kathy. We got two Kathys. Hi, Tamara and Mindy. Some new names and some very familiar names of current one-on-one clients and those who have taken my skin tutorials and also the School of Radiance membership. We have a comment here from Elizabeth. She says, so happy to learn, really excited to get into this topic of radiance. Now to set the stage, let's be real here. I'm about to be real and honest with you all here. And I just shared this actually with Jenny in our follow-up call. All of my one-on-one clients can actually book a 30-minute complimentary call with me at any time. And this is especially helpful if you are feeling a little stuck with your routine and you're just not quite sure what to do next. You've started a routine, you're looking to integrate things like dermal rolling, maybe some at-home peels, maybe some in-clinic rejuvenation, maybe even things like eyelid surgery. These are all areas that I cover with you, as well as what some of my top strategies are for reducing oxidative stress, which I published a research paper on, what's the connection between oxidative stress and our skin. And when I am reminded of these dear, beautiful clients who I've served over the many years since 2011, since being in practice as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist, I love to take notes on commonly asked questions, and hyaluronic acid was one that came up today. Thanks, Jenny. And also, I consider the questions you're not asking. And the questions not enough people are asking is, how do we actually show up and be in our lives and communicate and connect with others in a higher way? And a lot of times I'll get you on the skin stuff, how to look pretty, how to take care of your skin, and what to do about sunspots, age spots, fine lines, wrinkles. And then you very quickly learn that to actually get that, there's some deeper things that are involved, like reducing oxidative stress on a cellular level for your entire physicality. But then there's other layers too, which I typically dive more into in my membership. This is where a lot of times I truly share the before and after. Well, before and afters, yes, I'm a great testimonial for what these have done in my life, which I did share with you, Jenny, which is beyond beauty. It's about relationships. It's about making a positive impact in the world. It's about caring for our families in more profound ways than just putting healthy food on the table. How are we optimizing our environment to allow us to thrive and step into radiance? You've probably heard me mention a description of what radiance is. And I came across this actually in an Ayurvedic text. And for those of you who don't know, other modalities beyond allopathic Western medicine include traditional Chinese medicine, been around for thousands of years. And then there's also Ayurveda, which has also been around for thousands of years. And there's a lot of value when we look at these texts for caring for ourselves from across the globe, spanning over thousands of years. Western allopathic medicine is great when you are in a crisis or when you have been in a car accident. And I've actually been in two, which is why I am so interested in how can we reduce oxidative stress so that I'm not in pain all the time. Because after those two car crashes, I was really unhappy. I couldn't form coherent sentences. I wasn't sleeping well. My hormones were off. I was losing hair. I put on about 15 pounds actually because I couldn't move as much and I just wasn't feeling great. And actually the good thing about the timing of that was I had discovered biohacking a number of years before that, used a lot of biohacking in my recovery. And then when I really bumped up those reducing oxidative stressor layers into my daily living routine, I started to notice some pretty transformative things in my own life, not only in the way that I look, but in the way that I engage with the world. Getting back to the Ayurvedic definition of what radiance is, because in my opinion, this is actually the best definition I've ever come across that truly summarizes this word radiance in a very eloquent way. In Ayurveda, we have many different bodies, and you're probably familiar with our first four bodies in Ayurveda, which is body, mind, spirit, energy. The radiant body is the 10th body, and it's actually the electromagnetic projection of how your other 10 bodies of you are operating. And literally, it's an electromagnetic projection of your systems and operating system into the world, into your daily life, into your relationships, in the way that you move through your personal and professional activities, the joy of living. You're not going to likely feel very joyful or happy. If you're in pain, you feel like your hormones are a mess. And shout out to all of those going through perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause. Perimenopause is actually starting to get some recent attention in the mainstream media. And you may have even seen some ads on YouTube with one of my fellow colleagues, Dr. Kelly Ann Petrucci. And she actually recently did a collaboration with a celebrity highlighting support and how important this is for perimenopausal women. And depending on your culture that you grow up on, you really don't have your mom or your grandma or friends telling you, hey, at the ages of 38 to 42, your hormones are going to start to shift. Then you'll go into menopause. Then you'll go into postmenopause. There's some big things that happen in that time. And a lot of you tuning in are in that time. I'm not quite there yet. But when we do all these things to support our body, our skin, healthy hair, strong, healthy nails, a healthy body composition, healthy relationships, the way we communicate, the way that our brain operates, our bowel movements, our hormones, everything is related to this topic of radiance. If your hormones are off, you're not sleeping well, your relationships are a mess, you're not going to be truly showing up as your best version. So that's how I like to summarize this concept of radiance. It truly is this electromagnetic projection in accordance to the Ayurvedic definition, which I think is a fantastic definition of how we move in the world. You've probably heard the saying, do not be of the world, but be in the world. And I think that that's clearly a biblical reference. And I think that this is a great way for us to approach healthy living. And that desire for us to have great skin, right? You've probably found me and reached out to me because you needed some skin tips. And we're looking for ways to streamline your skincare routine, what to do about fine lines, wrinkles, sunspots, sun damage, redness, broken capillaries, rosacea, hooded upper eyelids, lower eye bags, darkness and puffiness around the eyes, hair loss. Yes, I have solutions for all of those things too, but it's not just about using products to truly show up as your most radiant version. It's not just about wearing makeup. It's not just about doing your hair extra pretty like I did today, actually, for you all, showing off on camera here. It's not just about doing rejuvenation. It literally comes down to cultivating radiance every single point in your day. You're making good decisions. You're not having things like errors of thought. Let that sink in for a second, because I had an incredible epiphany the other day. I did a session with a practitioner using it's a bioenergetic technology. There's a lot of really cool technology that's available that uses things like copper coils, that uses things like current to actually get a read on your physical form and some other really neat things. And this stuff is used primarily in Europe. We're pretty slow to the bioenergetic side of things in the Western world, which I think is really too bad because there's a lot of value in this. And one thing that came up was actually error of thought. And I thought that this was kind of an interesting metric to show up on a piece of technology that basically gives you quantifiable data. And what I actually like to do with some of these technologies that I am interested in They'll actually also simultaneously do very traditional allopathic tests with it, such as looking at the gut, looking at the blood, looking at the urine, and looking at hair samples, and then seeing what comes up. But some of these other technologies go a little bit deeper. They actually go into the function and operation of the human biofield, which is an emerging field of science. Actually, Dr. Beverly Rubik, R-U-B-I-K, I referenced her in my latest paper on oxidative stress status and its impacts on skin aging. You can read that paper over at theschoolofradiance.com. Just head to the research page. I have loads of free resources there. There is a 30-minute lesson with me where I walk you through how to essentially reduce oxidative stress in your home based on my research. That's a really great free thing. If you haven't yet taken advantage of that free 30-minute training, definitely do so. It's over at theschoolofradiance.com. Now, what happens if our body is overburdened? What happens if our minds are overburdened? What happens if our nervous system is a little out of whack? What happens if we are actually engaging with people that aren't in our highest, and maybe we're even in locations and situations that might not be in our highest as well? These all have the ability to engage with us and interact with us. There's a lot of really interesting things that I do and that also my most high vibrating clients have done, which is why I've done it myself, to really kind of tune, give ourselves a tune up, not just with the skincare and rejuvenation, but other layers of ourselves as well that we tend to forget about, including the emotional and energetic sides of us. We definitely all have emotions, and I'm sure many of you here are having things sort of brought up into your awareness, like, what the heck is this error of thought? And what happens to just briefly get into that? We have something called an ego, and our ego is what desires to keep us safe. It is what helps us make decisions to keep us safe. And for those of you who are, say, parents or who are other fellow entrepreneurs like myself, the ego always keeps us safe. However, the ego can also keep us small. And sometimes if we hear about a concept like the human biofield, we might be a little bit skeptical. And skepticism is actually a sign of intelligence. So that's why anytime you hear someone online talking about something, see how your body feels. Does your body feel relaxed and kind of inquisitive? Oh, that's really interesting. That feels really good. That, you know, struck a heart chord. You could then look at that as a metric and a read on an area to dive deeper in. However, on the flip side, if you experience tension or jitteriness, and having some type of very noticeable physical somatic reaction when you are around people, places, and things, or even hear information, also pay attention to that. There is no way that I could possibly say for anybody that this skincare cream is safe and effective, this rejuvenation option is safe and effective, because not everything is going to be suitable for everyone. The other things to take into account when you are looking at cultivating your radiance is, and also using skincare and rejuvenation, doing detoxing, getting into biohacking, what is your budget? Your ego, well, actually, I would go so far as to say societal pressures oftentimes can play into you maybe overspending in regards to caring for yourself and doing things to help you be healthier. But I would say this comes down to keeping up with the Joneses also, and really keeping up with these beauty standards that we see on social media. A lot of times when I actually engage with people who I've met on social media, because they do a lot of different things to their photos, there's Facetune, there's Bodytune, all these things. And I meet them in real life, I'm like, oh, that's not really what I was expecting. And my aim for all of you is to become radiant, so that when, say, you start to form a relationship or engagement online, whether it's personal or professional, you connect with that person in real life and you're giving off something that isn't just smelling good, looking well put together and speaking well. I would say speech and communication is a big part of radiance, but it's not just looking a certain way. And I want you to remember this because beauty standards and trends shift every 10 years. So when there is a brand new rejuvenation option that's come out, like the Y-Lift or PDO threads or hyaluronic acid fillers or neuromodulators, they can sure certainly have a benefit. And there's research to back that up and my clinical background and experience to back that up. However, not everything is right for everybody. So when you are looking to become your most beautiful, healthy, vibrant, radiant version, you must do it in a way that is in alignment with your values, your budget, and your lifestyle, and have good boundaries up. So say, for example, you're going to a clinic and you have the very customary free 30-minute session with an aesthetic consultant in a clinic. This is the norm in the medical aesthetics industry. And I'm going to share some statistics with you that the skin and rejuvenation world is a multi-billion dollar industry. And over the last few years, we've seen in the industry a lot of hedge funds and financial portfolio managers are getting their clients to actually invest in med spas. They're getting their clients to invest in skincare brands and skin gimmick brands. And what that's doing is it's actually in a negative way impacting the skin and rejuvenation world. So say, for example, a med spa has been bought by one of these corporate conglomerates and hedge funds. At the end of the day, the bottom line is the bottom dollar, how much these clinics are bringing in. So when you're, for example, going to a clinic and you're having a consultation with someone, more often than not, you're actually not meeting with a practitioner. You're meeting with a front office staff or a sales consultant telling you to do a package of six of this, package of six of this, package of six of this. However, I actually don't think that that's the best approach. And I have to be careful talking about this stuff publicly. But for you as the, for the most part, client, and yes, there's lots of other doctors and nurses and practitioners that listen to the show here too. That's what's happening in the medical aesthetics industry. So with the beautification side of things, we always want to take into consideration, how does something feel for you? If you just have this like physical response and boundary that injectables are not right for you, listen to that. And there's lots of other great alternatives that typically in the clinic, you're not going to hear about, like your skincare at home, like at-home peels, at-home dermal rolling, different at-home technologies, and also education on reducing oxidative stress in regards to toxins from your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, not eating the right foods for you, and detoxing. Clinics aren't going to be getting into this side of things for the most part, but I will share with you that I actually teach a lot of practitioners. And where things are going with rejuvenation truly is into more of a radiance side of things, the blending of beauty and functional and integrative and biohacking is happening. And this makes me so happy because if someone is unhappy, they could spend thousands on rejuvenation, but their eyes aren't going to have that sparkle. Their words may be choppy and they have difficulty with recall because they have brain fog, because they have elevated levels of oxidative stress in their body. Rejuvenation isn't the answer for everything. And especially if you are on a budget, I work with lots of clients over the years who are retired and are on a budget, and then other clients that, you know, they're willing to do whatever it takes to address their goals. But I'm here to tell you that to get lasting beauty and achieve vibrancy and vitality at any age, well into your mid-90s, it really comes down to, again, cultivating something that I love to study, which is radiance. And Elizabeth has a comment here. about interviewing with AI in person is rare. Okay, perhaps you're talking about, Elizabeth, when you go into a clinic and engage with someone, that the consultations actually aren't real. And this is actually really interesting. There's a lot of people online. I get marketed for this stuff all the time because I obviously have the business. And what we're seeing more and more of are videos of people getting out there and talking about different topics. And it's not actually the person, it's actually AI. And the words aren't them, it's AI script. And also their face isn't, well, it's their face, but the AI is animating the words to animating the face to match the words for some type of sales process or education process. That's actually really interesting you brought that up, Elizabeth. Yeah, applying for jobs or online consultations. I have some thoughts about AI. Using AI specifically in marketing and writing emails and for me to provide education for you, when I've used AI in the past, it doesn't get into the depth and breadth that you deserve. And when I've actually utilized it to help me find research articles, it can't. There's some limitations for it. In that regard to an online consultation, that's really interesting. Elizabeth, I know you're a one-on-one client of mine. I would love for you to email me a clinic that's doing that. That's really interesting. And I'm actually hearing about that for the first time. So I'm really glad that you're all here. And this is why I love doing these live calls, because I get really interesting updates from my clients and those of you who are here in the School of Radiance podcast and masterclass community, some of the things that you're getting marketed to online. And pay attention to how something makes you feel. If you are seeing something online that elicits this fear state or this fear of missing out, a lot of times what different advertisements do that are to help you look better are actually stimulating something called a fear response. And that if you don't take action, you're going to miss out. Nobody wants to experience FOMO, fear of missing out. That's basically advertising 101 and 101. So that's really interesting. The thing about AI is you're not going to be able to mimic something called radiance, right? With AI taking someone's face, making it look like they're talking, I can actually spot this pretty quick because the sparkle in someone's eyes, you can't fake that. And you also can't rejuvenate it. And it is something that needs to be cultivated. So how did I cultivate radiance, and how can you? Cultivating radiance is going to start with becoming as pure as possible. And that's why that long fast that I mentioned before, that I share that story in my Audible, Radiance, the New Skin Science. Definitely listen to the Audible. I actually have some Key Coil Beauty Frequency playing behind the scenes. That Key Coil technology is on my biohacking tab, as well as other tech that I like. And there's some specific intention behind the words and frequencies that are being conveyed in the audio format. So I recommend, if you love to read books, that you actually listen to the audio format. And I share a little bit about my story, and I'm going to have to do a part two because I inevitably became my own greatest testimonial in regards to relationships and living radiantly. And that will be shared a little bit later on. I don't like to get, you know, public, too personal publicly. I like to give things some time to mull things over and then how to speak to it. But basically, I'm also my own best testimonial for how living radiantly can seriously transform your life and just help you make an impact and have the relationships of your dreams with your loved ones, with your family, and with your friends. And also there's some other things. When you become more radiant, you become more pure, you spend time every day cultivating your body, getting out and moving, stretching. Yoga and Qigong are actually really great for grounding the body even. Because a lot of times when we are living our lives, we get kind of caught up in the rat race of the different tasks that need to be done in a day. Especially if you are a parent and you're a parent and a working professional. This is really important. And I see a lot of women really struggling especially in the ages of late 30s to early 40s. So for those of you listening who are mothers to women in this age group, ask if they need help. Ask how they are. Because more often than not, women that I engage with as clients in, say, a one-on-one session, they are really struggling. They are working like a man in their job, and then they're coming home and they're cooking all the meals, they're doing the cleaning, they're getting the kids tucked in, ready for bed, and they're also taking care of their husband, but they forget to take care of themselves. Part of being radiance is being balanced and also learning and understanding and practicing different modalities and things that can help to support that masculine and feminine balance. I mentioned traditional Chinese medicine, and I'm sure you've all seen that yin and yang diagram, the black and the white. I'm going to describe something here for you. We live in a world of duality, good, bad, dark, light, or good, bad, dark, light, and also positive and negative. This is how our world operates. We operate on duality. And so women, I'm just going to say it how it is. Women are not meant to work like men. I really want you to actually go watch the movie Mary Poppins. Watch the movie Mary Poppins and see what's going on in this dynamic. This is a big part of radiance, because if the masculine and feminine are off and your relationships are off, you're not going to be beautiful. You're going to be tired. You're going to be exhausted, and you're going to be unhappy. And at the end of the day, there is basically what I would say an attack on the family unit as well as our faith. And so when we know about this and we can actually spot this as soon as something is putting it into our consciousness, then that's an additional layer of protection. So you can protect your beautiful radiant energy. There are good people in the world. There are a lot of good people in the world that are doing the work to care for themselves first, and then they're able to care for others. And I'd like to say that that's how I operate. There's also a lot of people in the world that aren't good. And when you do step into being radiant, more beautiful, you're caring yourself in a completely new way. You are communicating effectively. You have really good values and boundaries, and you're just beautiful and giving and caring. And put your hand up if you are an intuitive empath. Put your hand up, or you say yes in the comments if you feel highly empathic and intuitive. You can pick up on other people's energy and situations. And also let me know in the chat what your blood type is. I've known for years that a majority of the people that work with me are intuitive empaths. And what's really important about being an empathic person is we care. We are caring. We have this beautiful, nurturing ability. And also, if we hone it, the ability to read the room and the ability to discern if people, places, and things are good for us or not. When we are an intuitive empath, and then we add this additional piece of becoming more radiant, I'm just going to say it how it is. I did a recent class on this in the School of Radiance membership, where I go really deep into some of these additional layers that I think are really important to know as a human, especially in modern times, to protect and cultivate and value this beautiful feminine energy that we have. And then for the men tuning in as well, cultivating that strong, protective, masculine energy. The yin and the yang, the good, the bad, the light, the dark, there's always balance. So if you're getting kind of, oh, woe is the world, I want you to just take a step back and note that there are a lot of really good people out there doing good things. And if you want to make a difference, it starts with you. The more of you who start to operate in a more radiant way and learn all these ways to purify your body, mind, spirit, energy, to cultivate your radiance, to not only appear beautiful, but to really get the most out of your friendships, have incredible opportunities and people and situations come into your life because you are operating in a certain way. This is what can happen. And this is my life. This is my life every day. But I am going to give you guys a little just bit of a heads up here. All right. We have yes, yes, yes to being intuitive empaths. I know that's why you're here. I actually do something to attract you. And I do this very intentionally because I'm not for everybody. I used to do videos on YouTube talking about celebrity plastic surgery reviews. I did one on Jane Fonda and Jennifer Lopez, and those videos went completely viral. But the people I was meeting with through consultations that they heard about me through those videos were not who I wanted to work with. I'm about supporting intuitive empaths that are actually, I would say, from a neurotransmitter perspective, more willing to do the deeper work, not just looking at makeup and skincare videos on YouTube and seeing what this person's talking about. Oh, they're talking about this product. Okay, go pick it up at CVS or Target. A lot of times those products are super toxic, and you'll even hear these product recommendations coming from other dermatologists and plastic surgeons and healthcare professionals. So there's this tweak to product usage of not just recommending things that are easy and cheap to get on the shelves, but especially when you hit menopause, perimenopause, and postmenopause, your skin has more needs. It has greater needs to look after because your skin is more mature. And an over-the-counter product is probably filled with just tons of junk. I see this all the time. It's overpriced and it's heavily marketed. So something's heavily marketed. I want you to pause for that for just a second, because the best companies for products and technologies for rejuvenation, in my experience since 2011, they actually don't put a lot of money into product marketing. They put more of it into product research and development and education. Very interesting. And if just so you know, I've seen a huge shift over the last 6 months with skincare brands that historically were actually pretty good. And I am going to mention Beauty Counter here, because if you go on the Beauty Counter website and search canola oil, you literally put canola oil in the search bar, that little microscope or magnifying glass, you type canola oil, you see products coming up. And I did a consultation for one of my clients just the other day, where I actually like to go through what products you're using and give you the yay or the nay. And Jenny, I did this with you not too long ago, because I don't want you to waste money by throwing things out that you might have that could be actually okay. And I want you to work through. And then when you're through that, move to something better that's more targeted to what your skin needs are. So some of the other things that I do to actually attract a lot of you who are fellow intuitive empaths, because again, I don't want to serve everybody. If you speak to everybody, you speak to nobody. And I've simply chosen to work with people and speak to people who are a lot like me, because I know what it's like when you are an intuitive empath to the whole feminine masculine dynamic is probably more powerful than you might have put attention to. So let's use myself as a case study, shall we? I looked at a couple of photos and videos of myself from maybe 3-4 years ago, before I really started to put into play these different radiant practices I talk about. And the way that I would walk and carry myself was very like tough, right? I'm from Canada, and Canadian women, I think, are just built differently, as well as if you are from another type of climate that might have harsh seasons or harsh winters, this actually impacts women and impacts women in the way that, you know, they're a little bit tougher. They're pretty darn strong and resilient and robust. And I'm also going to say something that might trigger you. I don't know. I'm gonna think about this. Elizabeth asked me, what's my blood type? My blood type is O. Everybody wants my blood, especially my blood. And I've actually donated for a long time. And I'm not right now because I am looking to start a family at some point. And donating blood is not the best thing when you're in that phase. So for many, many years, I donated blood. We have Kathy saying she's not an empath, but you could be more intuitive. This is a really beautiful gift that women actually have. We're more emotional, men are more logical. Okay, getting back to why I mentioned Mary Poppins, because this is a movie I encourage you to watch with your family or your loved ones, or even on your own. And I want you to observe some things, because the whole situation with the beautiful feminine is that this is something we're actually hearing a lot more people start to talk about again, because we've had enough. Women are not meant to work like men. Kathy, yes, very emotional. Yes, women are, we're more in our emotional states, which has some benefits to that. And men are more in their logical state, which has benefits to that. Traditionally, men have been the protector, the provider, and the women care for the health of the family. They meet the needs of the emotions of the man. And that's a relationship where the woman should feel like they can trust fully the guidance of the man when they're a healthy masculine. And then the masculine can trust the guidance of the woman in the emotional, energetic, and spiritual and health side of things. These are very traditional masculine and feminine traits that you can find just about anywhere. It's not just about wearing a sexy dress and putting on the red lipstick. It's so much more than the appearance. It's the energy. And that comes from being radiant. So looking at older photos of myself, I carried myself, like just the way that I used to walk, was, you know, shoulders strong looking, the strong gait, and I easily had about 15 pounds on me. And I also looked a little bit puffy because I was inflamed and I wasn't super happy. I was going through a really hard time. And then over the last, I'd say, year and a half or so, I've really shifted the way that I walk, the way that I carry myself, the way that I speak, and just how I engage with others in the world. And it's just made a world of difference for me. And that's what I teach in my membership. So if you have any questions, just send me an email, info@theschoolofradiance.com. And we will talk about if you're a good fit for that, because it's not for everybody. Really selective who joins that. But it's just an incredible container where I feel safe to talk about certain things that have made a huge impact for myself and clients, and also encourage and facilitate and give you the steps that you need to really cultivate radiance, because it's something that the world needs more of. The world needs more radiant humans doing good things, being good people, and holding it down in the aspects of family and faith. Getting back to Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins was the nanny, and the husband was a banker, and the woman was very preoccupied with promoting things like women's rights. You'll see in the show the woman having her girlfriends come over with signs. They're about to, you know, get out there and talk about and provide awareness of a cause that's important to them. And yes, there have been some very important things that have happened from that. But just observe that nuance and that dynamic. So the woman is basically shifting from caring for the children so that she can do these other things. And then they bring in Mary Poppins to then care for the children. And this movie, correct me if I'm wrong, is from about the 1960s. When you watch this movie and you see this dynamic start to play out in the family, you can't unsee it. And to learn about how to be radiant and be a good human is not really what you're supposed to learn about. You're not supposed to learn about it, right? You're supposed to be a consumer. You're supposed to buy everything. You're supposed to be in fear. And your attention is supposed to be held by different platforms that are using AI and a lot of really sophisticated things to keep you on there instead of reading a great book, instead of doing things like art and making music and getting out in nature and having conversations with the people that you love and having the space and time to have more creative juices flowing. Say, for example, you run your own business. There's a lot of distractions. And our time and attention is a form of currency these days. So for you to be here and listen to this, actually, for a long time, I was actually shadow banned on social media. And the reason why was because I started to talk about health things and also things like reducing EMF exposure, electromagnetic frequencies, wireless cellular radiation, totally shadow banned on Instagram for many years. But now everybody's talking about it. It's becoming more mainstream. So it's just interesting seeing that. It's like, if you're talking about something that's worthwhile, that's getting people to live better and not be on their social media platforms as much, of course that platform isn't going to want to keep showing you to other people. Doesn't that make sense? You might not have thought about the whole concept of healthy living and social media in that way. in my experience, some of the best ways to get information these days are through podcasts and also through something called summits. Let me know if in the chat you have ever participated in an online summit. We used to have a lot of different things called conferences in person, and over the last few years, a lot of those were halted. And to continue to meet the needs, our human, emotional, physical wellness needs, a lot of practitioners like myself rose to the occasion to show up a little bit more online and participate in these summits. And basically a summit, you'll see me send this out over email sometimes. I recently shared a non-toxic summit from one of my colleagues, Dr. Wendy Myers, who is, I would say, one of the leading practitioners and researchers in the space of detoxing, who I have learned so much from, done testing with her and all of that. Jenny says, yes, in many summits. Yeah, summits are a great way to get high-level information from practitioners. And yeah, this whole radiant stuff, this whole healthy living stuff, it's just really important that you know that this is actually one of the most important things that you can invest your time and money in. It's not buying a house. I mean, sure, setting yourself up for retirement is a really good idea. But I would say the most important thing to invest your time and money in is to how to be a better person, is to how to be a better mom, how to be a better partner, how to be better in your workplace, and how to live better. Let me know in the chat if you agree. We had a gentleman pop in here. Hello, Gary. Great to have you here. Let me know if you also feel that sentiment, that there's a lot of distractions that are pulling us away from living our healthiest, most radiant lives. Why is that? When we're distracted, we're going to buy stuff we don't need. We're going to buy stuff we don't need. And one thing I'm just going to quickly share about the beauty space, because I shared some information about how med spas and beauty products are being bought up in throes by hedge funds and financial portfolio managers, is that now it's becoming more difficult than ever to discern, is this good information or is this not good information? Yes, Tamara says yes. Elizabeth, phone and computer, yes. Well, I mean, you're on your computer now, but at least this is forward-thinking information to help you be a better human. And forget live streaming this on any platform. If I talk about vitamin D, I've actually had live streams legitimately cut off. And I used to actually host my skincare tutorials through Facebook. And I stopped doing that early last year because let me know, Elizabeth, it might have been you, but I actually had a client who was in my tutorials through Facebook. I used to do them. Let me know that, oh, there were two lessons that I can't find. They'd actually been deleted for some strange reason. I think I was talking about skin peels or oxidative stress and healthy living or something like that. So I've actually switched from Facebook to more of a private platform. And my skin tutorials, I actually have something new to share with you all. I wasn't planning on sharing this, but as you know, I'm a huge fan of sharing resources. And I just created something new to help my tutorials be, you know, affordable, things like that. So the Glow 365 option essentially gives you year-long access to all four of my seasonal tutorials. Now, what do I teach these? Well, every season, we're just moving into spring. It was spring equinox yesterday. Did you know that when spring happens, we get more pollen in the air? Let me know in the chat if you suffer from seasonal allergies. I actually have something to share on seasonal allergies that I think could help you. What I started to notice in my clinical practice since 2011, Elizabeth says, yes, seasonal allergies. Okay, I have some strategies to help you out. What I started to notice, especially from the shift from winter to spring and then summer to fall and fall to winter, is, well, basically every seasonal shift, there's different things that the skin experiences. And in certain clients of mine, patients over the years, I would notice that at this shift of season, especially from winter to spring, when pollen starts to become more prevalent in our air, they would experience more redness and itchiness to the eyes, puffiness to the eyes, and even things like contact dermatitis, which is redness and irritation around the mouth. And I was starting to see this like clockwork at every seasonal shift with my clients. And I actually wasn't hearing anyone else in the skin and rejuvenation space talk about this. These things and trends that we're seeing in our clients, the rejuvenation space, of this uptick in inflammation and oxidative stress, toxic bucket situation, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about this for a hot second. If your toxic bucket is kind of full, and then all of a sudden you get a ton of pollen in your airways and in your body, it's going to add to that toxic bucket and it can tip over. When we get the tipping over of the toxic bucket, because your body's experiencing more oxidative stress, and this is actually a full body cell response that the body can experience, then you're going to get the experience of seasonal allergies and things manifesting on the skin. However, in my research, when we keep this oxidative stress status lowered, there, and actually what I've seen personally in my personal life with friends and family, is when they've done certain things that I've recommended, they actually start to say things like, oh, I don't have seasonal allergies anymore. I'm not going to say what that is. So this is not medical information. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a physician. However, if you're a one-on-one client and things like that, I can share that with you. And also in my skin tutorial. So anyways, getting back to what I've observed over a decade now in clinical practice, is that there's things that happen to the skin each season. So this is why I've been teaching my seasonal skincare tutorials in the winter, spring, summer, and fall for years, because we actually need to tweak oftentimes our antioxidant serum, our moisturizer, pay more attention to the skin on our body because we're showing it more, and ways to reduce and also repair and rejuvenate sun damage. And the Glow 365 option is basically, I've just created this, so I recommend taking advantage of this now. It's a payment option. There's a payment option to make it more affordable each month, but you actually get all four for a year of my skin tutorials for the price of two. And that's a really exciting option for me to share. It's Glow 365 over at theschoolofradiance.com. So it makes it affordable and you get access to everything. And the reason I teach these things in this way is so that you actually become your own expert. I can't be there to hold every single one of my clients' and patients' hands at every step of the way, when they have a question about how to apply their eye cream, how to apply their moisturizer, how does this work? How does that work? Dermal rolling. What about this, this, this? I don't have the capacity to handhold absolutely everyone I work with. So I took basically, although I'd love to, I've basically taken the commonly asked questions, and Jenny, as we had our follow-up, your questions that you were asking, I was actually very confidently able to convey to you that, oh, I answer that question in my skin tutorials. Oh, I answer that question in my skin tutorials. It's basically commonly asked questions and tutorials on how to apply your products from a basic to advanced layer, pre-post rejuvenation care, hair growth. My full dermal rolling tutorial, I just taught one in my last skin tutorials on dermal rolling and at-home microneedling, which is an incredible option. And the reason I'm so passionate about at-home dermal rolling and microneedling is I actually learned about this practice from one of the key leading researchers and their teams since 2011, and saw that my clients with the best skin, typically aged 60 to 90, they had more collagen and thicker skin than clients I was seeing in their 20s and 30s. Interesting, isn't it? And so when you go online and you look up at-home dermal rolling and microneedling, you're going to see just a ton of conflicting information. At the end of the day, my angle for you is to become your own expert and also become aware of some of the things you can do at home and maybe some of the things that can be done in clinic too. You can't do your own eyelid surgery at home, right? And every time I've gone on social media and looked at dermal rolling tutorials, I just cringe at the protocols and the products and the very low quality rollers that are a 1020 use, usually coming from China, full of heavy metals and alloys, actually aren't needles, they're blades up close and they rust, they can actually come off and get into the skin. So yes, there are some dangers and things to be aware of with things like at-home dermal rolling and microneedling. You just need the right guidance, the right products, and the right tools. And it's pretty cool, actually, since I did mine the other day, even just looking at my hands, just how much plumper and more youthful they look. So the tutorial is face, eyelids, lips, neck, chest, hands. I even showed you the inner arms and the elbow. So for those of you in my winter tutorials, you can catch that replay at your convenience. Jenny, yes, it was a great consult and I felt many questions were answered, but I can see how the skincare tutorials would put all the information in a nice package. Yes, absolutely. So this is the situation here. And I'm sure you've probably heard this analogy before. You basically have three options. You can continue to do what you're doing now. You could do nothing. Or you could DIY what you're doing and kind of piecemealing all this stuff together. Those are the three very typical approaches that people take when they first get interested in something, right? And they don't make a decision to do something different to actually get them the results that they're looking for. So basically, this is exactly what I provide. Thanks, Jenny, for mentioning this in the chat as a one-on-one client of mine for a number of months now. Is I just make it easy. I wrap it up, put a bow on it, and make it so easy. And then you get the follow-up whenever you need it, which is what Jenny and I did. And those follow-ups, those 30-minute follow-ups, are always complimentary for my one-on-one clients. So that if you're stuck with something, you need support with something, you can get on my calendar right away and ask me a question as opposed to waiting over email. And that's just how I operate. I want to make sure that everyone that I'm supporting is getting the support that they need. But then there's lots of other things that I can wrap it up and put a bow on it and package it up all pretty and convenient for you. That's what my skincare tutorials are. In case you're wondering, is that the one-on-one is the custom cake recipe, what to do at home, in the clinic, you get that ongoing support from me, product recommendations, routine recommendations, and also healthy living. We talk about reducing oxidative stress in your lifestyle, because I'll be the first to tell you that there's no point investing in rejuvenation if you're toxic, if your toxic bucket is full. And I've just seen this with so many clients over the years. They just show up every 3 months for, say, injectables, but their skin doesn't look any better. Sure, they might not be able to bring their eyebrows together or raise their eyebrows up, but their skin isn't getting better. Compared to clients that I've worked with that do the skincare at home, do the dermal rolling, and do actually some more in-clinic lasers to get more collagen and elastin and focusing on skin health. And then, of course, listening to the School of Radiance podcast to stay in a positive emotional state and all of those things. And then continuing to become their own expert and master, which is what the tutorials are really all about. It's the icing on the cake, how to apply your products. And these expert tutorials, I'm not going to do them on YouTube. I also do that for liability reasons. I don't want Bill, Bob, Doug, and Sally, you know, I don't mean to offend you if those are your names, using the wrong products and doing the wrong things. So that's why I don't put these tutorials online, but you're going to see a lot of other people that do. They're just not up to the same level that I teach in a closed container in our skincare tutorials. And then the membership is the cherry on top. So for those of you who have been a part of this community for quite a while, hi, Anne, you're already doing the one-on-one care with me. You've done the tutorials. The next layer is the membership. To get into some of these deeper layers, you've done the stuff to help your skin be healthier and not be as red and just feel better. And your hair's coming in fuller. You've learned how to apply makeup. There's so much more to being deeply beautiful and getting that lasting beauty that comes from other detoxing strategies that I'm not about to talk about what I do to detox my body publicly because of certain reasons. But there's different practices that really do make a big difference that are going to make longer lasting differences and stimulate things like autophagy and help to promote things like more NAD in the body, for example. ages 30 to 70, we actually lose about 65% of our NAD. Did you know that? NAD is the precursor to ATP. It's an electron transport chain carrier of ions to make these little hydrogen things spin to then poof, make more ATP. ATP is the currency of our body. And that's pretty significant. Ages 30 to 70, we lose 65% of our NAD. There is actually an option to promote that and actually increase your NAD by 50%. That's the, I wasn't going to mention this, but I got to know. Qualia NAD. This is a great product. It's on my biohacking page. Use promo code Varga. Clinically tested product actually boosts your NAD levels by 50%. That's pretty significant. So if you're willing to invest in your skincare, dermal rolling, rejuvenation, it's really great also to enhance your consumption of antioxidants, omegas, and collagen. Shout out to the dermal formula as well on my Skin Shop. This is an incredible product that I actually did some research on. If you have any questions, book a one-on-one, send me an email, book your follow-up call. And I do a deep dive on supplementation actually in my tutorials. And then the membership is where I go much deeper into really cultivating radiance. These are some deep topics, and it's probably going to take you about a year to employ all of these different cultivating radiance practices that it took me forever to figure out how the heck am I going to teach this kind of abstract topic called radiance. What is it? What is it that is allowing my patients to be in their 60s to 90s and have this vitality and vigor and just exude this beauty? And I love being around them. Their nervous systems are relaxed. They can speak using coherent sentences. They have a great family life. They're doing their hobbies. What's the magic sauce? What's going on behind there? And then I did it, and now I'm actually my own best testimonial. And Jenny, I spilled the beans on just how transformative radiance has impacted my life. If you thought I lived a pretty good life when you first started following me, it just got a whole lot better in beautiful ways. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me here in this class all on cultivating radiance. I'm here to point you in the right direction, especially if you are, you know, you're highly discerning and there's things you want to do and there's things you don't want to do. I'm here to meet you where you're at. So thanks everybody for joining the School of Radiance podcast, the community, booking one-on-ones, joining my tutorials, and also the membership. The membership is that cherry on top, really incredible, life-changing information there. Gary, the gentleman in the group, actually the 25% of listeners on the show are men. Thanks for all the cool info. Sorry to join so late. I'm looking forward to booking a one-on-one very soon. I look forward to connecting with you. By the way, husbands, wives, partners that do the skincare, that do the longevity, that do the biohacking stuff, teamwork. Relationships are about teamwork. When you do this stuff together, you show that you have shared values and good boundaries around your health and leading by example for those little ones who are always looking up to you. Thank you everyone for joining me here. Have a high vibe, beautiful, radiant day. As always, be a radiant human, make good decisions, and be a light in the world. Love you all so much.